This is Dale Cantrell, pastor of the Meridianville Holiness Church. Thanks for joining us for this look into God's Word as we try to gain a better understanding of God's will and lessons for us. Many of us at the Meridianville Holiness Church feel like God would be pleased with us sharing our faith with our community and surrounding area. I feel like that if I knew the cure for cancer and did not share it, it would be like the four lepers of 2 Kings 7:9 who proclaimed, "We do not well to hold our peace." I hope that those in the hospital, nursing home, rehab, or wherever that can't get to where the Word of God has been delivered in person could benefit from this message. This message is not intended to replace getting to church and hearing the Word of God in person. It's just for people who can't get to church. I'd like to read from Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10 in the King James Version of the Bible, which says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, no device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest." Device is a plan or for effecting a purpose. Matthew 25:14-30, of the King James Version again, says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. And he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received the 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, 'Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained besides them 5 talents more.' His servants said unto him, 'Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of the Lord.' And it was the same with the one that had received 2 and gained 2 other and had the same thing told by the master. And when he had received the 1 talent, came and said, 'Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine.' His Lord answered and said unto him, 'Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou artest therefore to put my money to the exchangers, and that by my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." There are 3 types of people in this world. When I think about the talents, there's winners, there's losers, and winners that haven't discovered how to win yet. Some people have within them something that says, "I can do better than this." How many know that if you had your life to live over again, that you could do better than you've done this thus far? Someone asked George Bernard Shaw if he could be born again, who would he like to be? And he said, "The man that he never was." There's 2 people sitting in every chair for those who are sitting right now. I love to help people. That's what I get my greatest enjoyment out of. There's an old African proverb that says that if there is no enemy within, the enemies outside can do you no harm. How many of you really have something you really wanted to do and talked yourself out of it, like the 1 talent man did? No one does it to your dreams but you. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Sometimes we just have to stand up inside ourselves. Sometimes we just have to fight our own selves, one part pulling one way and the other part pulling another way. You need to increase your dream dramatically. You have something special. You have greatness in you. You have the ability to do more than you could ever begin to imagine. I don't even know you, but I'm telling you that you have the ability to do more than you're doing right now. It's sad that most people go to their grave living a life of mediocrity, living a life far below their potential. What is it that you would love to do 7 days a week, even without pay, that brings joy to your heart and life, to your heart and life, and a smile on your face? I'm going to tell you a secret. You can't get out of this life alive. You're going to die. You can either die on the field or in the bleachers. It's up to you. There's no safe position in life. When my children were small, my little boy was, I don't know, maybe four, and my little girl might have been two, something like that. And I started out of the room, and my little boy said he wanted to say his prayers. And we said that one about now to lay me. We said the prayers, and I started out the room, and I didn't even know my little girl was paying any attention. And she said something to the effect that she wanted to say hers. So I went over and we said, now to lay me. She repeated it, now to lay me, down to sleep, down to sleep. I pray the Lord, my soul to keep, if I should die. And when it came her time to repeat that sentence, she opened her eyes and she said, what? She was so innocent, she didn't even know what death was. And I said, never mind, I'll tell you later. You have to be bold in life. You have to know what you want and go after it. My brother is a tax attorney, a retired tax attorney, but when we were growing up, he always had a direction. He said he wanted to be an attorney. And he told me, Dale, life belongs to the person that knows what they want and is not afraid to go after it. I found a lot of truth to that. You have to have a clear-cut plan in mind. You can't just beat the air with uncertainty. A lot of people try to go through life just creeping. If you go through life casual, you will become a casualty. You have to be bold. I think God wants you to be bold. He said, let us approach the throne of grace boldly. What do you do if the unthinkable don't happen to the other person but happens to you instead? What plans do you have for such a thing? If life throws you a curve, what are you going to do about it? I saw a little poem I really liked, and I think it's called Opportunities Missed. It said, there was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked. He never tried. He never sang or prayed. And when he one day passed away, his insurance was denied. For since he never really lived, they claimed he never died. Put all your eggs in one basket and watch that basket. I think I told you another broadcast, I don't have a plan B. I have a plan A, that's it, to make it to heaven. Here's what I know, that the dream that you've been holding in your mind, hold it tight enough and put enough effort into it, and it's possible. For people who always run towards your dream, life takes on a special kind of meaning. People running towards their dreams will fail if they suffer failure and setbacks, but they will find that in the process they have become stronger and more determined. What you will come to realize is that you have greatness within you and you have power within you that you never have imagined. You'll discover that you're greater than your circumstances and you don't have to go through life being a victim. You don't have to be a one-talent man. But for so many people, they give up on their dreams. They stop growing and they stop dreaming, stop stretching. They stop pushing and they grow bitter. They allow other people's opinion of them to become their destiny. Someone else's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. Start planting seeds in your mind that will allow you to grow and have the vision that you need. That's what life is all about. It's about challenging yourself, stretching, and improving and developing. It's like I was preaching maybe last week about don't give somebody permission to push you. Your dream is possible. You choose your future, and you create your own reality. You have to stop listening to other people who are energy drainers and naysayers, people who have stopped dreaming. They'll kill your dream. You must align yourself with positive people, people who are dreamers with a vision. Align yourself with people who are hungry and people who are unstoppable. Align yourself with people who refuse to leave life just as it is and want to make a difference. It's important to know that everyone won't see your potential and everyone want to join you in your dream. Your vision was given to you. It was not shown to them. Even if no one else sees this for you, I must see it for myself. You need to always remain flexible and continue thinking, how can I make this better? Be one of those people who amaze and keep their commitments and do a little bit more than almost anyone else. No one can do something for you but you. Be one of those people who keep their commitments and promises to others and themselves. You're going to experience some setbacks, but they go with the territory. Life will only yield to you only after you've shown life that you will not give up. You have to know that in order to succeed, you have to take personal responsibility to do it. You have to take responsibility for your life, your success or failure. No matter how hard things get, don't give up on your dream. Try not to say I'm having a bad day, but instead say I'm having a character building day. It's very important for you to believe that I am the one to make a difference, to make this happen. This sermon is for you. You have to believe that. If you know the why for doing something, you can always endure almost anyhow. Help others because it's you help others be successful. It feeds your success. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. Most people are so negative that they will have to hear no 7 times before they will say yes. So if you ask somebody for something and they say no, just keep asking. Go back again. You've got to be hungry, ready, and hungry. There's been none before me like me, and there will be none after, so that makes me the one and only. If it's going to happen, it's up to you. The Bible in Psalms 23:4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." 1 John 4:18-19 said, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear has torment, he that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." With all that's happening in the world, what are some things that we can do that will put us on a firm footing in life? Some of us go through life never discovering the powers we have that we can combat life and its fears. Part of it is discovering your life's work. What is that gives your life meaning and is why you showed up? You need to start finding that out right now. My brother, it's a tax attorney I referred to a while ago, he worked his way through college, oftentimes working 3 jobs. And he told me that when he got low and felt like giving up his dream, he would go down to the cemetery and he would look at those monuments and think that whatever they've done, they can't redo or undo. It's done. But he knew he had his whole life and his whole fate in his hands. The cemetery is richer than Fort Knox. There's sermons never preached, songs never sung, love never expressed. According to a recent study, 85% of Americans go to jobs they absolutely hate, working on jobs that do not challenge them. They get sick even thinking about going to work. And I've heard that most deaths occur on Monday morning, people dreading going back to work. When you see life's glass ceiling and don't believe you can rise above it, it makes you sick. But it's only glass. You can break through it. I say your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to do. Things are changing so fast today that we have to literally run to stand still. We have to make some kind of conscious effort to develop yourself. Brothers and sisters, fear and our lack of vision and lack of self-esteem limits almost everyone. that keeps most people doing what they don't want to do. In fact, hate. It is the same reason people get stuck at a certain level in life. They think that's all they deserve. In many cases, this belief is passed on to them like a curse or sickness or viral. A man said that fear is most subtle and destructive of all disease. Brothers and sisters, fear kills hope and fear kills dreams. Fear puts people in the hospital. Fear ages people dramatically. Fear can paralyze you. I want to ask you a question. What is the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? I know you don't want to make any mistakes and that you don't want to displease anyone, but I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen. I believe it was Zig Ziglar said that fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Fear is a state of mind that can be changed. Do you believe in the back of your mind or somewhere in your heart that there is a better and greater work for you to do? That's what I came to realize. How many of you know if you had your life to live over, you could have done better? How many of you know there's something else that life has for you, and that's why you're here? How do you fortify yourself? I believe you have to start monitoring your inner conversation, start talking to yourself with positive thoughts. You have to replace those old self-destructive thoughts with new positive thoughts. Sometimes the only good things you hear about you are the things that you say about yourself or say to yourself. Even David, after the enemy came, took all that they had at Ziklag, it said he encouraged himself. Learn how to be your own booster. Start building yourself up. Building up your most holy faith. Start encouraging yourselves. Start saying, I can do this and I can make this happen. Stop beating up on yourself because of past mistakes. Begin to guard your mind against negative programming and against whatever goes into your mind that's not positive. If you don't see that your mind is programmed, someone else will program it for you. The reason I think that we go to an early grave is because we're running through life without a purpose. Henry David Thoreau said that most men live in quiet desperation. We go running through life scared. Churchill said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Fear is a destructive monster, so turn on faith and turn off fear. Guard against those things and voices that you listen to. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God and hearing and hearing and hearing. Start reading and listening to things that can empower you, enable you to create a new life for yourself. That's why people who haven't found their purpose in life are so grumpy and unhappy and miserable and try to pass the virus on to other people. They are hurting and they want other people to hurt too because misery loves company. Most people are not in the arena of life because they don't want to fight, so they spend their entire life sitting on the sidelines. You're going to get dropped whether you're or not you're in the field or on the sidelines, so you might as well be in the game. That's why most people become spectators in life. You'll be amazed how after the struggle, things will begin to click for you. The great part about pursuing your dreams is even when you don't reach it, the benefit of what you become, just being in pursuit of your dreams, is so well worth it. You'll become so competent and confident in the struggle that you build yourself up for the next challenge. Once you discover who you are and the potential, you discover that God has given you dominion over everything you need to conquer. Most people avoid struggle and pain, and when you go through life like that, something within you dies. How many people that something about their marriage has died? How many people that once loved their job has seen something die? There's something great within you and that you never activate, and it continues to be unused and wasted. Unless you continue to master that beyond your comfort zone, you will never grow. So if you want to grow, you got to put something out in front of you that you can't reach easily that will make you stretch and make you reach. Give yourself a chance. Start trusting yourself and listening to yourself. Paul said you have to walk by faith and not by sight because sometimes you can't tell what the outcome will be until you've tried. Once you start trusting your instincts, your gut feeling, and feeling like you are led, life takes on a different meaning. You don't need anyone's approval of your dream. It was given to you and not to them. hold it, nourish it, cultivate it, work on it. It's yours and doesn't belong to anyone else. Do what you know is right. Treat people like you want to be treated and don't take any shortcuts. Pay your dues up front and don't try to cheat. Greatness is never discounted. It never goes on sale. It always costs the full price. I believe, brothers and sisters, that what goes around comes around. You can pay it now or pay double later, but eventually the price has to be paid. You might use the excuse, I'll just shortcut it and do it this way this time, and it won't matter. Brothers and sisters, it matters. Everything matters every time. You judge the true quality of a man by what he'll do when nobody's looking. Some good out there in the universe has got your name on it, and nobody else can get it. It belongs to you. Nobody can get your stuff. When you know whatever you're seeking, it will also start seeking you. Then you don't have to worry, and you don't have to run scared. And you don't have to worry that someone's going to take it from you. Keep your agreements that you make and establish a network of people that will also do that. And that will challenge you and push you and help you do what you want to do. To make any dream come to reality, be patient and persistent and be positive. Be positive no matter what, because when you are negative, you send out negative energy, it will come back to you. Negative energy that will block your good. So don't take anything personally. Sometimes right in the middle of completing your dream, the messenger of misery may drop in and say hello. Murphy's Law may come and thump you on the head. Consider these things, friend. Try them. I've told people at our church, just give them a 30-day try. If you don't like them, you can give them back. But I'm telling you that once you try it, I don't think you'll ever give him back. I think you'll love him so much. I've enjoyed giving this to you today. A lot of it's been on positive thinking. God wants you to do your best. And my prayer today is that we can all make it. May God wonderfully bless you until we meet here next time at the same time. My prayer to God is that as many as can will make it. Please phone, text, or email any comments to Dale Cantrell at 256-508-4410, or email me at dalecantrell2@gmail.com. That's dalecantrell, the number 2 at gmail.com. Meridianville Holiness Church is located at 1285 Steger Road in Meridianville, Alabama, 35759. But any notes or letters should be sent to 278 Priest Lane, Hazel Green, Alabama, 35750. If you do not live near the Meridianville area, but would still be interested in attending the service near you, then contact me, Dale Cantrell, and I'll get you to the nearest church location nearest you. We'd like for you to come visit us, and if you want to stay through the singing and need to leave, we won't feel bad at you at all. We'll try to make you feel as welcome as we know how. May God bless you is our prayer.